information from them, but Teller doubted that Tarkin would leave it at that. Tarkin wouldn't rest until he rooted out connections, and once he did, well, by then it would be too late. With any luck. The update on the situation at Obroa Sky had also included a piece of good news. The Corvette's crew had been given a target to attack, which had saved him the trouble of having to choose one from among increasingly bad options. The objective was another Imperial facility rather than some more significant objective, but Teller could live with that. No one aboard the Carrion Spike nursed any delusions about winning a war against the Empire single-handedly. They were merely contributing to what Teller hoped would one day grow into a cause. That, and avenging themselves for what each of them had had to bear. Payback for atrocities the Empire had committed, which had inspired them to come together as a group. "Nice of you to give Carlo the privilege of destroying the homing beacon," Honora said.
"He earned it."
Honora put her feet on the cool deck, yawned, and stretched her thin, dark arms over her head.
"When do we go?"
Teller glanced at the console's cron display.
"We've still got a couple of hours."
"Do you trust your contact entirely?"
Teller rocked his head.
"I'd say, up to a point. He's convinced that he has as much to gain as we do."
Honora grinned faintly.
"I was expecting you to add, or lose."
"It was implied."
"Any compassion for our stand-ins at Obroa Sky?"
Teller exhaled in disappointment.
"Oh, not you too."
"I'm only asking."
"They knew the risks,"
Teller said, straight-faced. Honora took a long moment to respond.
"I know I sound like Hask, but maybe I'm just not cut out for this, Teller."
She eyed him askance.
"It was never an ambition of mine to be a revolutionary."
He snorted.
"I don't buy it. You were fighting the good fight in your own way long before I met you. With words, anyway."
She smiled without showing her teeth.
"Not quite the same as firing laser cannons at other beings, or letting strangers take the fall for you."
He studied her.
"You know, I'm actually surprised to hear you talk like this. You practically jumped at the chance to get involved."
She nodded.
"I won't deny it. But since we're being honest with each other, I may have been thinking of it more as a career move."
"Fame and fortune."
"I guess. And like our stand-ins, I knew the risk. But I underestimated Compnor and the Emperor."
"His reach."
"Not just his reach."
Her face grew serious.
"His power. His barbarity."
"You're not the only one who underestimated him."
Honora glanced toward the command center hatch and lowered her voice.
"I still feel bad about dragging Hask into this."
Teller shrugged.
"We could always drop her off somewhere."
Honora's eyes searched his face.
"Really?"
"Sure.
If that's what she wants."
"Should I ask her?"
"Go ahead. I'll give you odds she says no."
Honora laughed shortly.
"I think you're right."
She fell silent, then said,
"Are we going to win, Teller?"
He reached out to clap her gently on the shoulder.
"We're winning so far, aren't we?"
The subsurface Sith Shrine wasn't the sole area in the palace where the dark side of the Force was strong. Rooms and corridors throughout the lower level still bore traces of the resentful fury Darth Vader had unleashed in the final days of the Clone Wars. In one such room, a human and a Korriban knelt in separate pools of ruthless light trained on them from hidden sources in the vaulted ceiling. To Darth Sidious, however, they were not so much living beings as whirlpools in the befuddled waters he had been negotiating since the cache of communications gear found on Mercana had been brought to his attention. Obstacles he needed to maneuver past in order to reach an untroubled stretch of current. Sidious occupied a simple chair well removed from the twin pools of light, the droid 114D off to one side and slightly behind him, Vizier Mos Amida close at hand as well. Opposite him, across the barren room, a pair of royal guards flanked the carved stone doorway. The Korovar, Brachia, was an Imperial intelligence asset assigned to Mercana. The human, Stellan, the Korovar's security bureau case officer stationed